we're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The Creative Entrepreneur, making and selling physical goods. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business.
Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. My husband Patrick and I recently had a meeting with our financial planner, and one of the things we reviewed was our insurance for both the business and our personal life. And we check on this periodically just in case we need to make any adjustments. I know this is not necessarily a sexy or fun topic, but it is important and something that I want you to be on top of too. So hopefully you have all your ducks in a row, but if not, I wanted to do a quick breakdown here on the podcast about types of insurance you may want to consider and give you some resources on where you might be able to secure that insurance. So for business, general liability is the first one. That's basic protection for claims made against your business. All businesses should have general liability insurance. The second one is business owner's policy. This is general liability insurance plus coverage for any property. I believe that's any like physical property, like real estate, as well as equipment and things like that. Cybersecurity includes protection from cyber-related security risks. And I don't know a whole lot of people in our world, our creative world, that have this. However, we're all doing business online, so check with your insurance provider if that's something that you should have, because I know we're all taking money and doing transactions online. The next one is workers' compensation insurance. This is protection for employees who are injured or become ill on the job. If, for example, you are a letterpress company and you have somebody on staff that's your pressman, they will be running the press for you. There's potential to get injured. You would need workers' compensation insurance for that. And the last one I wanted to mention here is short-term liability. This is coverage for a specific amount of time. I use Hiscox for my business insurance, and they specialize in working with small businesses. The application was done online. It was fast and easy, and I could easily set it up for monthly or annual payments. Everything's set up through AutoPay. When I shared this resource in our labs community, several members reached out to Hiscox for quotes and received conflicting information about whether or not they insure manufacturing companies. So if you do run into issues, I would encourage you to check with your primary insurance company that you use for your personal insurance needs. And also, if you're inside of labs, our members shared several other resources and insurance companies that they use. So if you're a member there, you can look up those resources. Let's move now into personal insurance. So there's health, dental, vision, life, and disability. First, I'll explain what each of these are, and then I'll provide some resources at the end. So health, dental, and vision, we all know what this is, so I won't explain it, but I do want you to have health insurance. And there are options for freelancers and self-employed people that I'll share with you in a moment. Life insurance. This is not fun to think about, but if you were to die, this money, if you had a life insurance policy, the money would be paid out to your beneficiaries. So when you apply for life insurance, you tell them how much insurance you want, whether that's, you know, 500,000, $1 million, $1.5 million, whatever it is, and the period in which you want to be covered. Life insurance premiums do tend to be cheaper when you're younger, and then you keep that premium through the term of the policy. So if you have a 20-year policy, you keep that same premium throughout. If you have a 30-year policy, and so on. Disability insurance. This is important and something that many small business owners overlook at the beginning of, you know, setting things up in their business. You can apply for disability insurance so that if you become sick, injured, if you can't work, if you become pregnant, you will still receive money every month. And I believe that you can receive up to $5,000 per month in disability payments should you need them. But the amount of money that you can receive when you file a claim will depend on the amount of money that you're earning in your business when you apply for the insurance. So basically, what you're making at the time that you apply will determine how much you're paid out later if and when you need to file a claim. Now, Freelancers Union offers health, dental, vision, life, disability insurance, and I think they also offer general liability insurance. And they specialize in working with freelancers, solo entrepreneurs, small business owners. This is a great option for people who aren't covered by a partner or who are currently paying for private insurance. Freelancers Union gets a group rate, which is usually better than private insurance. But again, make sure you're comparing prices and coverage and all of that. I have my disability insurance through Freelancers Union. The application was done online. Again, it was quick and easy, just like Hiscox was. My life insurance is through LLIS.com, which was a recommendation by my financial planner and advisor. Now, three important notes as I close this episode out. This type of business, adulting, it's not the funnest. It's not. But it is really important because it protects you, it protects your business, your team, your family. Also, it generally doesn't take as long to set up or cost as much as you think. I was pleasantly surprised when I went through the process, and I'm always surprised when we do these like check-ins to see, you know, how easy it is to adjust things. The second thing is do your homework, compare prices, coverage, and seek help from an insurance expert if you're unsure what you need. I'm fortunate in that my financial advisor told us, hey, you want this for the, you know, you want this amount of insurance for this time frame. But looking at it can be very overwhelming. So if you're not sure what to do or what you think you need, definitely reach out for help. And sometimes these different insurance companies, before they provide the quotes, they may be able to advise you too on what you need. Also, I don't receive a commission or any benefit from referring Hiscox, Freelancers Union, or LLIS.com. I'm just sharing what we use so that you can make sure that you're covered too and give you some resources to look into. All right, friends, if you found this episode and the resources I shared helpful, I would be grateful if you could head to Apple Podcasts and leave the show a 5-star rating and write a review. Your ratings and reviews help us get more ears on the show, which enables us to book high-quality guests. Plus, I personally just love reading all of your reviews. It really makes my day. So thank you again for listening, and I'll be back next week with a new episode.